Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Monday afternoon, but hey, it's a very short week for most people because Thursday is Thanksgiving and Friday is a day you take off. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, days off. So we're going to treat Wednesday like it's a free-for-all Friday. So very short week for us and getting colder. So I'm excited about that. The Saints, I just learned this, the Saints are trying out place kickers. They're trying out Justin Tucker, who is a 7-time Pro Bowler, recently reinstated after a 10-game suspension for violating personal conduct policy of the NFL concerning sexual behavior. I don't know what that means. I think he's been with the Ravens. The Saints are also considering Charlie Smith, the practice squad kicker, and they're considering Cade York. They're trying him out. Cade York was LSU's place kicker. Familiar name for many of you. Cade York was LSU's place kicker for the championship team in 2019, and he's the number 3 kicker for the Bengals right now. So it looks like Blake Groupe is on his way out. He needs to be replaced. It's really that simple. But there are other problems that need to be addressed. We'll see if they're addressed as well. Tune in to Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier, right after this show, 4 o'clock. Second guest live from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beautiful beaches in Hancock County, Mississippi, and the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas, the Cajun Cannon, and Kellen Moore at 7 o'clock. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of questions need to be answered. So I know Bobby's going to have a lot to say, Mike too, on the second guest show right after our show today. It wasn't just a loss. It was a big defining loss for the Saints. And even during a rebuilding process, we should have made more progress this year. And I have a lot of questions now, even whether or not Kellen Moore is head coach material. It's a fair question to ask at this point, and we'll have to see. At the game yesterday, Ian Ozan was there. Ian Hoke was there. So let's talk to the two Ians about the game yesterday. Ian Hoke, how'd you feel about the game?
I had a bad time. Well, yeah. No, that's not right. I had a good time. I enjoyed being at the game. I was there with Julia. You know, we were at the countdown broadcast with Bobby and Steve and everybody there beforehand. I mean, that was all a good time. But, you know, I'm honestly in the front row where you are. I got the same set of tickets, but I don't really enjoy watching the game that close. It's too difficult for me to keep track of what's going on. I find myself craning my neck to look at the screens.
Well, you do. I don't understand how the coaches can tell what goes on at that level. You know, when you're up in the terrace, you really see everything. It's hard to see plays developing from the first row. Now, you know, we've got a close-up view of the cheerleaders who are right in front of us. But, you know, the first row, it's exciting in some ways when the game's right in front of you. But, yeah, you don't get a real perspective on the game. Ian Ozan, how did you feel about the game yesterday?
It was a disastrous performance, and the first missed field goal set the tone for the rest of the game for the New Orleans Saints. But one of the observers in the press box pointed out something. It may not necessarily be all Blake Groupie's fault. The holder, and I'm not sure who the holder is or what his name is, one of those guys is buried at the bottom of the roster. One of the guys in the press box said, if you notice the holder, he's spotting the ball where Groupie wanted. His finger is over the line, but when he receives a snap, he's placing the ball about a yard farther back. That 1 yard difference is enough for Blake Groupie to push the field to push the kick wide right as opposed to putting it through. So this may be more than just a kicker issue. This may be some sort of timing issue or communication issue between snapper, holder, kicker. This is a special teams issue. So whether you get rid of Blake Groupie, a sophomore kicker in the league, I don't know if that's going to help you if the other mechanics of the field goal process aren't where they need to be.
Well, honestly, I didn't watch that part of the game, but I mean, if the holder does that one time and you're the kicker, wouldn't you tell him to stop doing that?
You would, but if you're in a habit or the holder is in a funk, it can impact everything else. And the same thing with the center putting the snap over Taysom Hill's head that led to the intentional grounding that prevented the Saints from scoring a touchdown. What was that? The second drive of the second half. There are a lot of mechanical issues that this team is working out. There's going to be a ton of reshuffling on the roster side when we get to the offseason. My question is, will we see Kellen Moore make changes on the coordinator or assistant coach side as well? Because the math ain't math in here. Something's not right. Yes, it's a rebuild, but it shouldn't be this painful.
No, it shouldn't be. It should not be this ugly. And the Saints just, look, the offense did not come out on fire. How could you not come out on fire with that opportunity in front of a home crowd? This is an absolute insult to Saints fans.
I don't know if it's an insult to Saints fans because the Saints wanted this. They wanted Dennis Allen gone. They wanted a new quarterback. They wanted a rebuild. The Saints haven't had a rebuild like this since 2006. And I think there's some Saints fans that forgot how painful a rebuilding process can be. It's going to be like this maybe for another year or two before the Saints get back into winning form.
Yeah, but during a rebuilding year, you've got to see more progress than the Saints are seeing. That looked like the first game of the season. It was sloppy.
It was sloppy. But the progress is there. The Saints get to the one-yard line. They can't punch it in. Now they have to penetrate the force field that's seemingly around the goal line and get in. There's progress, not as much as we want.
Well, I disagree. I mean, I don't think there's as much progress as we should see. I mean, I don't know what progress I'm seeing because if they've got fourth and one several times on the one-yard line, they're in the NFL, for God's sake. They can't push it in. That's just not acceptable.
And I think that comes down to the level of talent and talking about finding either through the draft or through free agency, finding people that can make that happen.
Well, it's also figuring out what play you need to run. You know, if you're there and they think you're going to run it and you run it, well, then you're screwed. You know, is there an option? You know, the option that Taysom Hill, when he just kind of threw that ball up there, I mean, he started to run and then he threw the ball. You know, it looked like he was too indecisive in what he wanted to do at that point. I don't know. Look, I'm glad you're more optimistic than I am. I'm going to remain as optimistic as I can be, but I'm also going to be honest about what I see. And I just think when you've got that many opportunities on fourth and one, whether it's midfield or on the goal, you got to make something happen. I don't understand why they don't try the push-tush. It seems like it works. If you've got the meat, you just put the meat behind the people and you push.
At this point, the Saints have to figure out how not to commit a false start in a situation like that before they can even think about executing a tush push.
Okay, well, fine. So if you're going to false start, then you're telling me you're not making progress if you're making false starts at this point in the season.
Goes back to talent and getting people who, A, can stay healthy, and B, can manage to play offensive line successfully. I don't think we're there yet.
Okay, well, somebody's got to make a better decision when it comes to talent. Ian Hoke, did you want to add anything to this? When I see the team first and goal on the one, I don't care what team it is, I'm going to criticize the team for not getting in. And, I mean, it's not like the Falcons have the top defense in the NFL.
I don't really have much to add about the mechanics of the gameplay here. I think everyone knows that's not what I wake up in the morning thinking about it. But as a fan, it is getting increasingly harder to get excited to set aside 3.5 hours to watch this team play, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I get that. After yesterday's performance, I'd imagine there are going to be a good bit of season tickets that'll be up for grabs next year. So if you've been in the line, you've been waiting, this might be your chance.
Yeah, but before you buy them, you know, you got to realize what you're investing in. I'm not telling you not to buy them. But realize what you're investing in, and there's just a history of bad choices here, and players go on to other teams and do well, and there's a reason for that. So anyway, thank you, Ian, and thank you, Ian. So we're gonna we're going to move on here. Look, it's really frustrating. And I just thought the Saints had a golden opportunity to come out after a win and a week off to come out recharged. The defense was, the offense failed. The offense's failure leads to a discouraged defense. Like, you know, what are we doing if the offense can't do it? The offense failing actually inspired the Falcons offense. And, you know, I mean, it was, I mean, I knew when the Falcons went down and scored that touchdown, I knew they were going to score on that possession. It was just set up. You know, the defense had done so much and the offense failed that I knew they were going to come down and score, and they did. And by the way, let's just make note. The only touchdown scored yesterday was by the defense. That's a problem. It's play calling. It's a lot of things. And so they got to figure that out if they want to hold the fans. Because I don't think fans are going to be the way they used to be, blindly following a team if there's not progress being shown. All right, enough. We're not going to get into this today, but the president is calling for some Democratic lawmakers to be executed for seditious behavior. These Democratic leaders did a TV commercial telling the military and the intelligence community that they did not have to follow orders that were illegal. And I posted a video on Scoot on the Air Substack. You can download the X Substack if you haven't done it yet. And you can comment on the videos that I post there. It's a different platform than, say, Facebook. A lot more cerebral and less trolls, although, you know, the trolls do to show up on my Substack account. But it's Scoot on the Air on Substack. I hope you'll become a subscriber. But in any event, I posted a video about how the military should not follow orders that are illegal. And that's how dictators create coups. The dictator gets the military on his side. The military represents the leader, not the people. It's the leader against the people. When the military joins the leader, then that's the problem. And that's how dictators become dictators. See, our military represents us. Our military is supposed to, you would think, follow the Constitution. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with a message. The military does not have to follow illegal orders, because nobody should be giving them illegal orders. And if they're mad that they're not following illegal orders, maybe they need to try to figure out why they're issuing illegal orders to the military. That's all I'm going to say about that. So there's this problem at West End. And in particular, it has affected Felix's. And, you know, my only connection here is that I used to go to Felix's. I like Felix's. I'm fighting for music at West End. And there are two people, one on the other side of the levee in Lakeview and one in a condo near Felix's, who I think moved in after Felix's was there. This woman moved in recently or within a period of time that was after the music had been playing. Sometimes in life, we run into people who maybe have a little money, or maybe they feel like they have power. Maybe they have political connections. I don't know. And what they try to do is they try to get their way. And they want everything to be the way they want it to be. And so to hell with the masses, to hell with people, they want it their way. And I don't think these people should win. I don't think these individuals should win because they want it their way. And again, quite often these people, they don't care about the masses. They just care about what they want. And they're selfish, uptight people. Maybe they don't know how to have fun. Maybe they don't want anybody else to have fun. And, you know, if you move to the French Quarter, you can't complain about the noise. If you move to West End, there's going to be music on the weekends. There always has been. And for somebody to try to shut that down, in my opinion, they're the ones who are wrong. So I went to the meeting Thursday after the show. It was a board meeting of the Lakefront Management Authority. It was at the old airport, which, God, is such a great building. The Lakefront Airport, that Art Deco building, is really just a phenomenal building. Anyway, the board meeting was there, And it was about music at West End. And I did speak to the board. And I said, I'm not speaking as a talk show host. I'm speaking as a citizen. I'm speaking as somebody who remembers back in the 80s just having a great time with all of the lively music and everything that was happening at West End, especially on the weekends. It was just a great place. And people from all over the area went there. People from just this entire New Orleans area appreciated the music at West End. And for these two people to be trying to shut this down, I think is just, it's wrong. And we shouldn't let them get their way. And I also talked about how, I don't know, maybe these people have political connections. Well, after I spoke, a board member, Stanley Cohen, personally called out the fact that I mentioned political connections. And he was quick to say that, well, you know, I don't have any political connections and I don't know anybody on the board that has political connections. I want Stanley Cohen to know that I was not accusing the Lakefront Management Authority of having political connections. In my conversation, in my speech, my talk to the board, I was talking about the two individuals that got it to this point where Felix's was shut down with their music on weekends. I was talking about the two individuals that may have political connections. So I don't know why Stanley Cohen took that personally, but apparently he did. And just mentioned that, you know, the board doesn't. Well, anyway, Stanley, you need to know that I wasn't talking about you and I wasn't talking about the Lakefront Management Authority. I wasn't talking about the board at all. I was talking about the two individuals that might have political connections that got it to this point where Felix's was shut down. The police even went to one of these women's places, homes, and they had the decibel meter with them, and they said, ma'am, the music is not too loud. They are within the law of doing what they're doing. There's nothing we can do. But ultimately, the music was shut down at Felix's, and it's not fair. And it's not fair for the Blue Crab to have music, and Felix's doesn't have music. So this now goes before the city council. And so I will be talking about this again when it comes before the city council. And it's going to be really interesting to see how the city council reacts to this and to see if there is any kind of political influence, because I don't know if there is. But it's going to be interesting to see if we sense any kind of political influence coming from somewhere, from somebody who is trying to target Felix's over the Blue Crab or is just trying to appease the person who is playing, who wants the music shut down. So we're going to look at all of this, and this needs to be fair and transparent, and there's nothing wrong, as long as it is within the law, there's nothing wrong with music at West End on weekends. And again, I want to say once again to Stanley Cohen, Stanley, I was not talking about the board, the Lakefront Management Authority. I was talking about possible political connections with the two people that got it to the point where Felix's music was shut down. So I wanted to clear that up on the show the first chance I had to do that. All right, we got to get to a break here. And man, I just remember those days of West End. In fact, I even told the board, I said, you know, I remember those days in the mid-80s and partying at West End. I'm lucky to be alive. Yeah, they had a lot of them out there too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the day we lost one incredible singer. This is the day in 1991 Freddie Mercury passed away. He died from complications related to AIDS. Freddie Mercury was only 45 years old. I know they took some creative license with the movie, but if you haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody yet, you should see it. It's a really, really good music biopic about Freddie Mercury and Queen. And Freddie Mercury is very, very innovative. In fact, I learned a lot about him in that in watching that movie. But this is the day he died in 1991, and it was it's sad because he had kind of disappeared. But this guy had just one incredible voice, and I don't think he was really appreciated by a lot of people for his vocal talent until he passed away. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us Monday afternoon of a very short week, Thanksgiving week. And let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Hey, Scoot. Yeah, hey, Scoot.
Yeah.
I don't want to rehash everything, but a couple comments about the Saints. I agree with most of what you said, but I would beg to differ with your assessment of Tyler Shough. I think under the circumstances, and that's the caveat, under the circumstances, I think he played well. I mean, his timing was good. He was accurate for the most part. He was under a lot of pressure. His weapons are gone. Alvin Kamara was gone for half a game. And the other thing is we only have two legitimate receivers now. We have Chris Olave and our tight end, Juwan Johnson. Our number two receiver, and goes again to what you were saying, our talent personnel decision makers decided to trade him away.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we had a number three receiver who those same talent evaluators acquired in the offseason. He should have been able to jump up to number two. His name is Devon Vile. And Vile is 6'5". Well, if you're a 6'5" receiver, why the heck doesn't anyone try and utilize you in the red zone on fade passes?
Yeah, I agree.
To me, there's two reasons. Either he's not that good, which goes to what you're saying, it's a talent evaluation problem, or they're just the offensive play calling is subpar and they don't have the imagination or the judgment to at least give him a try. Even Drew Brees said, hey, when Vile made his one catch, he said, look, this guy's 6'5". He could has the potential to be a big body in the end zone like Jimmy Graham. Now, you know, he could be half of as effective as Jimmy Graham. He could be an impact player.
Well, but, Jerry, I'm not totally down on Tyler Shough. I wasn't really overly impressed, but I think you bring up good points. I did talk about the offensive line, and you know, he had no time, and he's not really a runner. So, you know, I'm gonna approach him with an open mind as time goes on. I'm not totally down on him, but I wasn't overly impressed with the performance yesterday. But you bring up good points, Jerry, and I appreciate the call. Let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. A Thanksgiving dinner is not getting cheaper, no matter what the president tells you, but that still doesn't mean that you're going to pay full price if you're smart about it.
Wholesale turkey prices are expected to rise about 44% this year due to avian flu shrinking the turkey supply and rising demand for turkey as other meats have become more expensive. Costs for Thanksgiving staples such as cranberry are also up, but there are ways to ease the pain on the wallet.
We're seeing some promotions being implemented in an effort to draw customers into the store.
Food economist David Ortega at Michigan State University.
Consumers can still expect to see a lot of promotions, a lot of sales as we get further into the holiday season.
Discount grocer Aldi is advertising a $40 meal for 10 with 21 items. Kroger says shoppers can feed 10 people for under $50 with its menu of store brand products. Walmart is offering a revamped cheaper meal basket this year as well. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
All right. In what could be a preview of what's coming to New Orleans, the president's crime-fighting surges are straining the criminal justice system in Memphis.
In Memphis, Tennessee, President Trump's task force to combat crime has made thousands of arrests. Local officials say it's straining the already busy courts and overcrowded jails in ways that will last months, even years, as cases play out. Since September, hundreds of federal, state, and local law enforcement personnel tied to the Memphis State Task Force have made traffic stops, served warrants, and searched for fugitives in the city of about 610,000 people. More than 2,800 have been arrested, more than 28,000 traffic citations issued. Opponents of the task force in the majority black Memphis say it targets minorities and intimidates law-abiding Latinos. Republican Governor Bill Lee and others who hope the surge reduces violent crime support the task force. I'm Julie Walker.
All right. MAGA firebrand Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I love to talk about on the show, you know that. She's resigning from Congress, and she's had a very public falling out with the president.
Greene's resignation has sent shockwaves through Georgia's Republican Party, her decision coming after a public break with President Trump, who had promised to support a primary opponent against her.
It's all so absurd and completely unserious. I refuse to be a battered wife, hoping it all goes away and gets better.
With her resignation effective on January 5th, a special election will be called within 30 days to fill the seat. At least one state senator has already publicly expressed interest in running in the heavily Republican district. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News,
yeah,
Atlanta.
You know, now there are whispers that she might be thinking about running for president. Hey, I got to talk, when we come back after this break, I got to talk about the clown at the Saints game yesterday with the duck call. I thought you weren't supposed to bring artificial noisemakers into the dome. And I'll tell you, everybody in this toll area where I was sitting yesterday, we were very aggravated with the clown's duck call. All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. And, you know, I'm glad the Saints are already trying out new field goal kickers because Blake Groupie needs to go. And I don't know all that stuff about the holding the ball, but, you know, if the place kicker holder had made a mistake, then, you know, he needs to get that right, right away. But Groupie has missed too many key field goals to justify his existence on the team. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1984, Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee married his girlfriend, nude model Candace. The marriage lasted 1 month. apparently when she put her clothes on, he didn't like her anymore. Anyway, Tommy Lee was also married to Heather Locklear and former Playboy playmate Pamela Anderson. And I saw that video. Quite a video. That was a huge boat they were on. All right, I'm so glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. So look, I respect the super fan, the clown in the dome. I respect what this man goes through to dress up for every game, and he is there. But I got to tell you, that damn duck call that he had yesterday was effing obnoxious. And I wasn't the only one. There were people throughout that area where they were going, hey, dude. Well, I mean, they weren't saying anything to him, but they were just looking at me going, and looking at others. And, you know, this is a little bit much. It was just this obnoxious. It was the loudest duck call I've ever heard. I thought you weren't supposed to bring artificial noisemakers into the dome. That would be an artificial noisemaker. I don't know how good it does in terms of stopping the Falcons offense from calling plays. But, you know, sometimes there are things that are not pleasing to the people around you. And I would hope that maybe the clown dude would, you know, just use his vocals or, you know, find something else. Because that duck call, I mean, a lot of people were really irritated with that. And, you know, then when the Saints are starting to lose, that duck call becomes even more obnoxious. Let's go to Max in Jefferson. Max, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Food.
Hey, Max.
Food. And I'm in trouble, dude. You know your handicap on a Thursday night? So, Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin Todd, yeah.
Okay, I'm in a hole. I'm out the house for $1,000. He gave you and me Thursday night, he gave me Hawaii over ULV.
Yeah.
I was a loser.
Yeah, well,
the week before, in Davie in South Florida.
Yeah.
We lost on that one. The week before that, he had the Jets in Cleveland. I lost on that one. The only win I had was, I called that number. He gave me a game on the Thursday night, Houston and Buffalo.
Yeah.
Nah. And I called him, and then he's calling me every 15 minutes making that a bet. So I told him, don't call me anymore.
Yeah.
Well, but anyway, you know, I'm $1,000 out now, Scoop.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about that. You know, when it comes to gambling, you know, nobody's right all the time. This guy, he comes on our show, and it's called gambling for a reason, Max. I'm sorry that happened, and I'm sorry that our guy gave you that information, and you didn't win those games. You know, anything can happen in a game, and there's no guarantees when it comes to gambling. And I you know, his philosophy, the way they do things there is to try to turn it into a business to where, the games that you lose on, if you keep going over time based on his percentages, you are going to win. So I'm sorry you're behind right now. And I would understand if you didn't want to call him again. I would understand that. But, you know, you might want to consider a future one because, again, his percentages are pretty good. But I'm sorry you lost.
I'm out of money, though, not Scoot. I'm out the doghouse, too. I'm living in my car now, Scoot.
You're living in your car? I mean, not because of those bets, right? I mean, do you at least have a nice car?
Oh, yeah, Scoot. Okay. I have a nice car.
Right. We've got a nice car. You're living in it.
Let's talk about the Saints.
All right.
Let's talk about the Saints.
All right.
He's got first and goal to go on a 1 yard line, right?
Okay.
Want to use Hill instead of behind a shotgun? Want to put him underneath the center and just pop it right in?
Yeah, I don't.
Paul Brady.
Tom
Brady, 45 years old, did it 99 out of 100 times.
Yeah.
When he was playing. Okay.
I know, Max. I think there were a lot of things that were wrong. And look, I appreciate the call, Max. I'm sorry you didn't. Sorry you didn't win there. Look, I don't take pleasure in calling anybody out, but I speak for a lot of Saints fans when I talk about the frustration that we feel, the helpless frustration that we feel, and consistent mistakes made over personnel. Those mistakes are not made by good teams. And I would like to think that we're not going to be a cellar dweller, that we're not going to be satisfied with just being the Saints. There was a time when just being the Saints, just having a team was good enough. That's not the case anymore. It's a different world. Money means a lot to people. And I don't know that fans are going to be that blindly following a team that doesn't show progress. What I saw yesterday was a setback. And I know there are going to be setbacks in a rebuilding year. But there are some setbacks that should not happen at this point in the season of a rebuilding year. And again, the decision to keep Group A and get rid of Lutz was a terrible decision. And there are others like that. And these are the things that Saints fans are frustrated with. All right, again, coming up next, it's going to be Bobby and Mike, second guest, Silver Slipper Casino, and they will have a lot to talk about. Ringo Starr had the song It Don't Come Easy. That did not make it to number one. Back Off Boogaloo did not make it to number one. This was Ringo Starr's first number one hit. It hit on this day in 1973, co-written by George Harrison. Song is Photograph. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back to wrap up the show on WWL. On this day in 1984, this was the number one album in the country. Purple Rain stayed there for a long time. The video that I posted, I was right there on the sidelines yesterday, had a good view of Blake Groupe kicking the ball into the net on the Saints sideline. It's now just reached over 68,600 views. Check it out. It's on Scoot on the Air Instagram and Scoot on the Air Facebook. Want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Ian Ozan, Traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. Thanks for being with us, and we will have a lot to talk about tomorrow afternoon. Short Thanksgiving week. Love you, New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.